they fear us now. They really recognize that the writing is on the wall in the long term. They're going to lose this. But of course, they're going to go kicking and screaming. Prop 19 was a little bit ahead of the times. It did impressively well, 46% of the vote in a strongly Republican off-year election. And it opened new ground in the whole drug debate, because for the first time we had a real attempt to legalize marijuana in a manner somewhat similar to alcohol. It had a lot of problems with it that opened it up to attack by the public, not just by our side, but by the crucial middle 20% of Californians who you need to convince that you've got a workable solution. One of the big problems with Prop 19 was that it established sort of a very decentralized regime where it would be up to each city or county to decide whether marijuana was legal there or not. There wouldn't be a uniform statewide system. We don't particularly like that in California. We regulate alcohol on a statewide basis, and the state constitution is sort of written in, from a very state-centric standpoint. So that brought a lot of questions. And then the other big issue was working and driving under the influence. There was a unfortunate clause in Prop 19, which I supported, and a lot of us would support, but which didn't have to be in the initiative, that said that workers should have the right to use marijuana so long as they weren't under the influence. But that raised a red flag and brought in the Chamber of Commerce and heavy hitters in industry to oppose it as well. And that was a real doubt in the public's mind. So we shouldn't have raised that red flag. But beyond all that, I think really one of the crucial questions is, you know, would it actually ever happen or not? We were trying to promise the voters $1 billion or more in taxes and, you know, revenues from a legal market. I think a lot of Californians might have thought, yeah, but that's not going to happen. We're going to end up with a lawsuit instead, and this is not real. We still have a low 50% majority in concept, but, you know, in order to present something that will really get a majority vote, you have to give the voters a plan that they can have confidence in. And if they think that the state and federal governments, the officials, are going to not support this law and work to defeat it, and that is in fact the situation, they're not going to have confidence in the outcome. You know, if we would get the federal government to just say, hey, we'll make this work, I think there would be no problem, and I think that the people would go along instantly. I do not expect legalization to be on the ballot in 2012 in California. We are investigating the possibility of having a medical marijuana reform initiative on the ballot, because there are lots of problems with California's medical marijuana law, or lack thereof. It's disputed in California whether dispensaries are even legal entities, depending on where you are in the state. We have, you know, this enormous edibles industry. We've made all sorts of strides in developing new kinds of cannabis edibles and extracts. None of it is really legal under the law. We have delivery services. All of these things should be legally recognized and written into the law. Even though everybody feels there's widespread abuse, that anybody can really get a recommendation if they want it, you know, their doctors advertising, set up tents even at this very festival, and the price has gotten down as low as $35 now, an internet doctor's recommendation or whatever. Sure. But on the other hand, it isn't actually causing any problems. So Californians are actually comfortable with the medical marijuana regime that we have at the moment. But if you change it to adult use sales, that means anybody can come from out of state, from New York, they can fly in, buy their pot, you're telling me that the federal government is not going to try to do something about this? You bet they are. We've still got a ways to go, and we really have to work, I think, on federal law as well. We've got to get rid of this whole federal noose that, you know, prevents any local experimentation at all.